On the NECA's stage here at Williamstown through July 8th is the world premiere of Lucy Boyle's The Blue Deep, directed by Bob Balaban. The show is about Lila Miller, who only in her 20s is stuck, while her mother, Grace, played by Blythe Danner, is perpetually in motion. When Lila returns home to her family's house in the Hamptons with only a plastic bag and a broken heart, there's no nurturing to be found, except as pertains to horticulture. The same painful history that threatens to drive mother and daughter permanently apart ultimately evolves into the one realm where reconnection might be possible. Heather Lynn plays Lila and joins us this morning, as does the playwright Lucy Boyle, who was with us last year, and it is a delight to have you back. Thank you both for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
So, Lucy, let us begin with you. How did this show come about? We were talking about it last year as just a reading, and now here it is, fully staged and on the NECA stage.
I know. It's magic. It's so it's a dream come true to get to see this play up here at Williamstown. And I think it's been just such a perfect environment in which to work on a play that's sort of about a summer and about coming home to a summer place and the way that nature sort of plays in the play and moments. And I think being in this environment has been perfect. So, but it came about by we had the reading last year, and then Blythe Danner really wanted to do it and to do it on its feet, and we were able to find this, keep having this home for it here at Williamstown, and yes, I guess that's how it happened. But it's been wonderful, and to have Heather is just such a dream as well. So,
tell us how much you wanted to explore that mother-daughter relationship, which to me is one of the most mystical things out there. Did you want to explore that?
Oh, yes, I did. I very much did. It is, I mean, it's mystical to me, too. I think it's one of those relationships that just, that sort of flummoxes many people. It's, you know, I think as women, you always, there's sort of this bond that you have with your mother, obviously, that you will have with no one else, but then you also have disagreements, as you can have with no one else. So I first started, I imagined the play as a mother and a daughter packing up to move out of a house together, and then I sat in front of my computer and started writing it, and it just wanted to be outside, and the mother just wanted to be outside, and she wanted to get into a pool, and I just sort of went with it, and it was really fun writing it.
So, Heather, what is it like to play that daughter role?
It's been extremely interesting to me personally. Just, I think the play is beautifully written, and it speaks to anybody who kind of finds themselves not sure where they're going and a little bit stuck or confused about where they've come from. And so I really related to that point in my life where, you know, there's a transition happening, but sometimes it feels like a hole. And so I'm experiencing that within this play also, that, you know, as actors, we have so little to hold on to. We want to have as much security as we can possibly muster, even as it comes to our work. So I find that I had to, in order to play this role, honestly, I had to kind of let go even of that. I had to let go of trying to figure out why she's there and what she's doing there and what she wants. And I mean, I kind of found myself, this play is so beautiful and so challenging to me because it asks me to just step into that hole for a long time and find my way out of it. And that's been really powerful for me to experience.
And to have that relationship, both as a fellow actor, but also in character as your mother with Blythe Danner, of what that must be like.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable to work with her and to jump into that imaginary relationship together. She's, from the beginning, was so generous to me. Right, even before we started rehearsals, she invited me out to dinner, and we didn't talk about the play, really. We just talked about our lives, and I talked about my mother a little bit. We talked about our families and how we got there. I asked her all these questions about the beginning of her career and her late husband, and it was really, she's brought that kind of generosity and that kind of intimacy to the entire process, and I'm so grateful to get to work with her. I mean, she's a huge sort of idol of mine in some ways, and it's thrilling to be able to act with her and and know that because mother-daughter relationships can be so complicated, it's almost like I can experience my admiration of her and at the same time work on my resistance against her, or my I can work on being a young actor within that, like knowing nothing, or you know, and learn from her, but also have to hold my own. And that's been a really cool experience, to not just get lost in the dream of it, but actually have to do something about it every night.
I want to talk, Lucy, a little bit about the process of writing it, because it fascinates me that as you sit down, of how much of it is the storytelling, and at what point do you start seeing it on stage and in that realm?
For me personally, I see it on stage really from the moment I start writing it. I was lucky enough to study with several amazing playwrights, Erin Cressida Wilson, Tina Howe, whose class I wrote this play in, and also Paula Vogel, who wrote How I Learned to Drive and won the Pulitzer for that and was my professor at Brown. And the class I took with her was all about what she calls plasticity, but which means really theatricality and thinking about a play as filling that space of the theater, and how many different ways there are to use the theatrical space visually, aurally, all of those things. So for me, that's one of my favorite parts about writing a play, is that I'm imagining it on stage, in happening sort of in life, and all of those elements as with every step of writing it. So I think that's been, I mean, obviously any play up on its feet, to get to see what you've imagined in your head on stage is amazing, but in this case, our designers, Tak Kada and Andrew Boyce on the set, and Matt Richards on lights, and John Gramada on sound, they've been so crucial, because it, to me, is such a visual play as well, and to get to start to inhabit that set is like, it looks like a Magritte painting, and anyway, it's great.
You have that vision, and what is it like then when reality takes over? I mean, does it ever alter, or say, oh, well, that was a great idea, and this is the way I saw it, but okay, but, you know, how do we get the elephant in the pickup truck?
Oh, yes, how do we get the chainsaw and the tree? Yes, that is a big part of it, and that's a big part of what reality sets in. It does have to chip away at some of those elements of what you imagine, but I think it still works. I hope it still works.
And Heather, when you are with such a short period of time of rehearsal, even though the play is open, it's still developing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what's great about being here with it, because I feel like the audiences and the artistic staff here, and Jenny Gersten particularly, has been really supportive of that process. And what great permission that the audience has given us here, and that the staff has given us here, to really accept that it's not perfect. And in fact, that's not what we want. We want to keep finding things in it, and by necessity, because we've had so little time. It's just, interestingly, I think it's a gift, if an audience can see it that way, to really get a chance to see actors going through something that they're not, you know, they haven't won a Tony for yet, and they haven't quite found it yet. And maybe that never happens, but in this instance, it's very obvious, I think. And it's an exciting thing to see actors have to get through, sort of struggle with their own things, and with the phone, and with the sound cues, and to really, if it's very alive and exciting, I think.
Actually, if I can jump on that too, I think there's a generosity in the audience of any new play ever, because they're coming in and experiencing something that really you don't know, I don't as the playwright know what it will be like when there are people there, and it changes every day, it changes with every audience, but it's such a gift to have people there experiencing it, and so the audiences are really a crucial part of the process too.
What has it been like working with Bob Balaban as your director?
Oh, it has been so wonderful. He is just, I mean, he is a unique person. He's a Renaissance man. He's one of my favorite actors. And I've gotten to know him for the past few years, and he's read and supported some other scripts of mine, but we've been talking about this play and working on it in different developmental ways for a year and a half now. And I did know Blythe a little bit before the play, but I would never have dared to show it to her. But Bob, and she and Bob go way back, and he showed it to her, and she said, yes, I'd love to do it. So he brought her in. Bob has also, I have to say, the magic of the rehearsal process, too, is that the play sort of keeps being written while you're in the room. And with everyone, I think probably every cast member has at least one little line or moment that has now been added to the script that was this genius, you know, little improv or whatever thing that they found that I was just like, yes, like, keep it, put it in there. And Bob had a million of those, and one of which is now my favorite scene of the play, I think, which I won't say what happens, but it's, of course, it gets some of the biggest laughs, and he's so funny. And anyway, so he's been amazing, and I'm so grateful for all of that.
And certainly an actor known for his improv work of being able to.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes, Second City and everything. And but he's also just such a kind, calm presence. And I think our rehearsal room was really, I mean, he commented, everyone was, I think it was sort of a magical little company, and it was just so much fun. We had so much fun in there.
You know, he really has a great sense for the lightness of life.
Lucy Boyle is the playwright of The Blue Deep. Actress Heather Lynn plays the daughter Lila. The Blue Deep, directed by Bob Balaban, plays through July 8th. You can find out more at wtfestival.org. Coming up next, we'll talk with the Tony Award-winning star of the play, Blythe Danner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.